Thank you. Welcome back to the channel. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your support for this channel. I'm really glad you were able to make it today. My name is Ola Omotayo, and welcome to my wealth space. This is where we talk about building wealth. This is where we try as much as we can to attain the financial freedom we all desire. This is where we are not selfish. We think of our next generation, and we try to build this wealth for the next generation, for ourselves, and also to the next generation. That is the main reason for the launch of this channel, and that is the goal that we all have in mind. That is the goal we have to achieve this generational wealth. Thank you again for joining us today. As I always say, nobody knows it all, but we all seem to know it all. Today's topic is kind of touchy, it's kind of different, it's kind of somewhat kind of personal a little bit. I will refer us to one video that I did a while back, which is titled Who Am I? I will want us to kind of watch that video and kind of have a better understanding of what I'm talking about today. Now, I'm involved in retail business as a business owner. I have a retail store where we serve the community, where we serve people, where we sign kind of mankind, kind of people that are come by my name. Those that look like me, those that I look like, those that we share the same vision and the same struggle. Those are the people that we have, that I have the business in this community, in our community. So my topic today is kind of touchy a little bit, and I think it's very necessary because it's little pieces of information that collectively make a whole lot of sense. It makes one piece of bigger picture, a bigger sense. So that is why I think I should be able to talk about it because I experience this personally, and I think we all do also. But nobody is really, really talking about it because it's kind of a personal thing, a personal level. What am I talking about? I went to a neighborhood. I went to a Jewish neighborhood, and I realized that 90%, 95% of businesses in the Jewish community, in the Jewish neighborhood, is owned by the Jewish. Then I traveled again. I went to Italian community. 90% of businesses, of business owners in Italian neighborhood is owned by Italian. I went to Chinese, the same thing. Then I come to my neighborhood. My neighborhood where those that are my kind, those that we share the same struggle, those that we share the same belief, is opposite. Most of the businesses that are owned by my community, those are the businesses, those businesses that are owned, that are operating in our neighborhood, in those neighborhoods where we need so much support, they are owned by different kind. They are owned by those that does not live in the community. They are owned by someone else. Then we wonder, where did we miss it? What is it that everybody else is doing right, and we seem to be doing wrong? Why do somebody own my neighborhood? Why does somebody else own our neighborhood? It's a long, long discussion. It's a long, long, deep conversation. But we have to start from somewhere. I believe some of those faults are our fault, not paying attention, not ready to make the necessary sacrifice, and possibly not supporting each other enough to help us as a business owners. Why does that happen? Like I've said, I'm talking because I'm experienced in it, because I own a business in our neighborhood. And I can talk from all perspective of the people that are customers and the business owners in the neighborhood. So my discussion today, what is it that we are doing wrong? And what is it that we can do to change things around? I would like to have a comment. I would like you to comment on this video. I would like you to say your own opinion. Why do we do this? Why do we get there? Why are we here? But I got a good news. So I had a business leader, someone in a community that leads and leads very well, someone that understands the issue and was able to come up with a solution. If the businesses around in our neighborhood seems to belong to somebody else, what can we do to change the equation? It is ours. Why don't we own it? So the leader said this: let us support each other. The power of unity. The power of unity. When we are united, when we stand for the same belief, we can all move the mountain. So he came up with the idea. If we ever had any business owner that is our kind, regardless of what it is, we should try as much as we can to support that business. If someone comes to my neighborhood and offer me $3 million for a business that only worth $500,000, should I take it? My answer is, absolutely I will. But the leader said this: once that person buys that business, we should all at the same time support our own kind of the business. We should also support it. As much as we support our own kind, it is highly possible that we can all get our neighborhood back one after the other. So it is the support of our businesses that is very essential in what we achieve or what we don't achieve. Yes, I understand this, that as a business owner, we also have duty to do. We have to live up to the standard that we promise to deliver to our community, the standard that we promise to deliver to our customers. We should live up to the standard. And at the same time, our neighborhoods should support such business in order to win our neighborhood back. This is my thought. So the leaders have done a very good job. And one after the other, we soon find out that all those businesses that were taken over by others, we begin to get it back one after the other, just by supporting one another, supporting your own kind, supporting your own community. We as a neighborhood, we need to try as much as possible to move into a community. A neighborhood develops into a community. Do we own our community? Do we have impact in our community? Do we control our community? when I'm talking about community, I'm talking about the essential needs also in our community. I'm talking about the banks. I'm talking about the businesses, police department, education department, school boards, schools. All those things are community. We need to try as much as possible to be involved and to be the big player, the bigger player in our community. It is ours. We should own it. No one that does not live in our community that should have the power to control us or control our finances. We need to do that. A great leader that has a vision, that decided that his or her campaign is going to be based on us supporting our own kind in our own community. And one after the other, all the businesses, the faces of the businesses began to change. People that does not live in the community see no reason to hold on to their business anymore, and they have to let it go for free or to nothing. That is a strategy. That is a goal. I want to listen. I want your opinion on this video. I know it's a touchy topic. I know we all have opinion, but I am saying the power of unity, the understanding of a great leader, the vision of a pioneer leader, that we have to gain, retain, recover our community back. We own it. It is ours, and we are claiming it back. I see you in the next video. My name remains the same, Ola Omotayo. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Let me say this before I go. No one knows it all, but we all seems to know it all. Until I see you in the next video, have a wonderful day.